join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. We have two men closely associated with Queens. Our first guest, Jeff Klein, is the Queen Mary Project developer. And Jeff, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you for having me.
As many of you know, Jeff and his syndicate bought the Queen Mary out of bankruptcy some months ago for about $43 million, give or take a few million dollars. And the city and Jeff are faced with the question of what to do with the acreage. Let me just mention this before we get into that. From Jeff's bio, his company and family entities are currently developing 14 active projects in California, Colorado, and Hawaii, with a total completion value in excess of $1.6 billion. Jeff, I think I'm in the wrong business here. How do you keep track? The Queen Mary is just one of an important part, but just one of many. How do you keep track of all this stuff?
Well, good employees, and typically we'll have an active co-sponsor on these projects. So if we're in Colorado or Hawaii or someplace up north, we'll bring in a co-sponsor, as we did in this project with Tom Hicks in Northern California, and we try and spread the responsibility that way.
Looking through his earlier resume, during a 14-year period, 1.2 million square feet of commercial and industrial, 700 residential units. In another period, 1.3 million square feet. In another period, 5 million square feet. You've developed a lot of stuff.
Well, a lot of product, but I've been doing this since I was 23, and I'm 58 this month, so that's over a lot of years, but we've done a lot of projects and a variety of projects.
And where does the Queen Mary stand in this panoply of projects that you've done?
Maybe the one of the most difficult, I think, most challenging for sure. We were heavily involved in Snowmass in Colorado for years, and that was a very challenging project, and a similar master plan. And the Queen, because it has so many different parts to it, is completely different than anything else we've attempted to do before.
Now, you have obviously a very successful track record. You didn't need to take on a project that had these special difficulties. Why did you choose to become a bidder in the process?
The site is unique, and from probably Seattle to San Diego, there's not another site like this in the western United States. And to have a waterfront site of this size with some existing cash flow is a unique opportunity for a developer, I think. And it's a challenge at this point in my career to do something that's really makes a statement, and I think that's what the city wants to see, and that's what we're going to try and deliver.
Would it be inaccurate to say that this might be a Jeff Klein legacy project?
That would be accurate, yeah. Hopefully.
Well, you know, it's very good to get your perspective on it, because a lot of us don't appreciate here in the city what we have, and you have this almost global perspective in your development, and you've focused on this as a very special opportunity.
That's right. Yeah, this is the idea that the city has impressed upon us is that they also see this as a something other than a Long Beach project, and they intend for it to be a regional draw. And I think the best way to put it is we were told, when someone from out of the United States lands at LAX and they have a list of things to do and to see, this will be one of those things.
That is great news. That's great news. And, you know, the universe owes us one, because this city developed the Pike, which is a pathetic waterfront project where you cannot see the water from 80% of the project, and it must have been a blind architect and worse. So maybe the universe owes us one, and you can bring us one to even up the score.
Well, hopefully. The Pike at the time was done at a time when Long Beach was a different city, and I think another answer to your previous question about why we decided to attack this project at this time is that the city is in a different place now and has a different political makeup. It has a different perspective from, or vision, I think, from the city. And I'd have to say that the city's been incredibly cooperative, and we consider them our partner in this project. And without that partnership, this project has no chance of being accomplished. Back in the day, when the Pike came down the road, the city did not have a lot of alternatives, I think, and the makeup of the city was very different. Now the profile of Long Beach and all the exciting things that are happening to downtown with all the residential units, and it begs for something better than the Pike, I think.
Well, and I take your point, and I was there at the press conference after you became a successful bidder, and you and the mayor and everyone emphasized that this would truly be a partnership, and amen to that. And maybe after the successful fruition of the development of the adjacent areas to the Queen, you could take a look at the Pike and maybe buy it and do something with it.
I'd like to do that, actually.
Yeah. Well, in the next segment, we're going to talk about some of the alternative plans for the Queen Mary site. I know it's very early, but we'll talk about some of the alternatives, including Doug Krikorian's favorite, but to my mind, misguided idea of building an NFL stadium there. But
right.
We'll be back with our very special guest. But first, we have to pause for these messages.
Electricity is different from any other product we use. We can't store it. We must use it wisely, but can't do without it completely. And there's no substitute for this special form of energy that brings us light, comfort, and progress. That's why California needs new standards that can keep utilities strong, guard against another power crisis, and protect consumers from the kind of shortages that often affect other commodities. Because electricity is different.
The Port of Long Beach, one of the region's largest construction contractors, has work for businesses big and small. The SBE, or Small Business Enterprise Program, was established by the Board of Harbor Commissioners in 2004 to boost the local economy. Through this program, small businesses get a chance at big port contracts in the areas of construction, environmental consulting, engineering and architectural services, and more. To learn more, log on to www.polb.com or call 562-590-4146.
Let's unravel high-definition television. First of all, it's twice as sharp as regular TV, and prices have dropped dramatically. There's also tons to watch, like sports, movies, and concerts. You should see it on Panasonic's new 50-inch plasma display. You can check it out at Avid Electronics in Long Beach. What else are you going to do with your free time? Origami?
AccuFlex, a division of LaserFiche in Long Beach, provides high-volume document scanning and indexing, converting bulky paper files into retrievable documents.
AccuFlex has provided us with a system that enables reporters to access our database of news material. It gives us peace of mind to know we can put our trust and faith in AccuFlex and that they're helping us to preserve our history.
AccuFlex works with LaserFiche to provide document management solutions that help organizations run smarter.
We are back with major developer Jeff Klein. And Jeff, let's talk about some of the alternatives in the Queen Mary. One we can not quickly dismiss, but the NFL stadium seems a bit wild to me. But what's your thought?
Well, it has probably a very low percentage of a chance of actually happening. But we promised the city that we would vet all of the ideas that came down the road. And this is one of them. We were actually approached by a group that thought this was a good idea, and there's a possibility, and I think it could work, and I think there's some good reasons to have an NFL stadium down here. I'm not sure if this is the site, but it has some good prospects.
But the NFL always demands and winds up getting contributions from the city, and the city doesn't have any money and won't stand for putting in $100 million to build a stadium. That's just not going to happen.
No, you're right. And we impressed upon this group that that was the case and that it had to be privately financed, but they assured us that that was possible.
Okay. What are the other possibilities?
Well, the obvious possibilities, I think, are a themed retail core with a lot of entertainment and events, a format that would keep it fresh all the time. I think that we would probably keep the dome and continue to use that as a concert venue. We have an interest in extending a pier out into the ocean, something like a Pier 39 in San Francisco or a Navy Pier in Chicago.
And your rights include the right to build out over
well,
the water?
Well, we have some submerged rights for a new marina, which for 200-slip marina. The theme retail, some office possibly, but a lot of entertainment, a lot of events, and a lot of retail. And this wouldn't be traditional retail like the Pike, obviously. That just won't work down there.
It's not working.
Yeah,
the Pike
you could picture maybe an amped up Grove, potentially. But
one thought that I always had, and I really felt it for the Pike, and maybe it even worked for your area, since we are a world class port, that if we could develop a World Trade Pavilion with and paid for and sponsored by the countries with whom we trade, where they could highlight their culture, their costumes, their cuisine, and make it a mini permanent World's Fair, mm-hmm. I think that would be very exciting, and it would be generic to our city.
Yeah, that's something that we're looking into, and we were approached by an Asian group to do just that, and I think that has some great prospects, actually, and that could be tied into the retail. But we are investigating that as well, and there's a group that large port developer out of Hong Kong that has asked us to consider that alternative. So that's one of the many that we're going to look into.
What are the timelines for deciding which way you're going to go and then the build out?
I think that it's probably at least a 6-month process remaining for us to make a decision on what the best alternatives are. Then we have to vet that with the city and do a lot of community outreach to try and get the public's input first. And somewhere in that time frame, we should have a decision as to what direction we're going.
So in a 6 months to a year time frame, you should know which way you're going.
I think that's fair, yeah.
And then it's 3 to 5 years to build it?
Well, it's probably 30 months to merely do the entitlements and the plans and get a permit, maybe 36 months, and then probably a 3-year build out.
Yeah.
So it's a lengthy process. We're in a coastal zone. We're subject to the Coastal Commission, and it's on a state lands lease. There's a lot of site constraints that have to be considered, and the processing in that kind of an area is very difficult and very time consuming.
But you're determined to build a project of which you and the city of Long Beach can be proud.
That's my intent. I don't think the city's going to let me do anything else. So that's what we have to come up with here.
But 8 years from now, if we're still doing this show and you're still in the area, we come back and you say, Art, this is what we did, and we're proud of this thing.
Yeah, I hope that's the case.
Yeah. What's the biggest single challenge that you faced? And I know that there's so many challenges you face, but you've developed so much, a wide variety of space and all. What's the single biggest challenge in this one?
I think with this project, like a lot of them these days, it's going to come down to traffic and circulation, access, and parking. The environmental issues with air quality and traffic is a huge component of this project, and that will dictate what we're able to do on this site. We're hopeful that there's some connectivity over to the other side of the harbor, the Blue Line, the Convention Center, the aquarium. That is another challenge altogether, and we've been exploring funiculars and those kinds of things to link those two sides up. That would be very important if we could utilize some of the city's existing infrastructure and parking across the bay to support some of our venue.
And I know there's a pending possible monorail-type project.
Yes, that's the Doppelmayr plan that we're looking at.
Yeah. Well, we have 30 seconds left, Jeff, and it's yours to say whatever you want to the people of Long Beach.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, first of all, and I would say to the city of Long Beach and the people that we intend to make every effort to do all the community outreach we can and get everyone's input, both what they'd like to see there and certainly what they don't want to see before we make any decisions, before we vet anything with the city. That was our promise to the city, and that's what we're going to do.
Fair enough. Thank you so much, Jeff, for joining us here on Straight Talk.
Thanks, Art.
Good luck with this exciting project.
I appreciate it.
Coming up, another man intimately involved with the Queen, this one the Queen of England, Sir Francis. You won't want to miss it.